The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here the 26th of June, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. In the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Good morning in there to Sue.
Good morning.
Great morning.
Great news program this morning. Yeah. It was fun.
Thank you.
I think if somebody doesn't like to hear the news but wants to be informed about the news, you're the perfect person to listen to in the morning because you make it, okay, here's some bad news, but I'm telling you it. So, you know, hey, it's good because it's the Sue McClain News Hour.
Thank you. News a good thing.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be sunny today with our high of 82. And our lows tonight, overnight, partly cloudy with 56. Tomorrow calls for a 79 and low 56. And Friday calls for a high of 85 and a low of 61. Oh, good morning, everybody. This is Linda.
Hey, starting off on kind of a somber note here. If you remember what happened over in the last few days in Massachusetts, when seven members of, members of a motorcycle touring group.
Which we used to do.
And you see them all around, but it was composed of former Marines.
Yeah.
And their wives were in Massachusetts. And as they were driving down the road, a one-ton pickup truck pulling a trailer went across the line and slammed into them. Killing seven and injuring three.
So it was like a pileup.
It was just, he slammed into the two of them in the front, and it was just like going through them. And then the truck caught on fire and all that. Truck driver doesn't get hurt, of course. And it turns out that the truck driver, it was busted for DUI last month, and has had arrest for different things, traffic violations and all this. He's only 23 years old, and yet he should have had his license suspended, should have been pulled immediately. Well, the head of the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles resigned Tuesday amid revelations of the truck driver accused of vehicular homicide. He has been charged in seven different cases of homicide. And the death of the seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire. Okay, it happened in New Hampshire, but he was registered in Massachusetts. He was able to keep his commercial driver's license despite a drunk driving arrest last month and history of other serious traffic violations. You have a commercial driver's license, a CDL. You know, in our truck company, our guy was randomly, at least once a month, had drug tests. He was driving hazardous material, but still, it's a if they get an arrest, it goes right to the record, and they're looked at. So anyway, he should have had his license pulled. There was other things. So the head of the Registry of Motor Vehicles resigned.
It's such a tragedy. We know the feeling of what it is to go on the motorcycle rides and ride it. What do you call it, in tandem?
Well, you're riding in a group.
What's it called? You used the word, a terminology before, of when you ride, you know, three people in a cluster or next to each other in a cluster, and it's 2-4, you're lined up. We used to do it with the Patriot Guard riders and go on wonderful runs.
You ride in formation.
You ride in formation. Yeah. And so, you know, you can see if
the,
all
space,
of a sudden,
you space on each side of the road, so
they piled
has
up.
To stop. Yeah.
And, okay, so it's such a tragedy because seven of that group, it's like a mass bombing or a shooting or something. It's just reeling of sudden death, joy and death. But I will say this is why, okay, so, you know, all those people are going to become angels, and sometimes it takes these kinds of tragedies for laws to change. We have stringent laws. We did have a trucking company there for a minute, right, Carl? And like you said, our truck driver had, until the laws changed. But anyway, so while that period of time went on, there were stringent laws like random testing monthly for the driver, because he's driving a huge vehicle that could, you know, be a weapon like this.
Well, he's been arrested. He was arrested in Connecticut. He made suicidal comments and all these other things. See, all these, part of this may have been part of the communication, but here's the bottom line. He should never have been driving that vehicle. He should have never been driving that vehicle. He's been arrested now for vehicular homicide and for seven deaths. Anyway, and the least that can happen is that she, you know what, she took responsibility for it. So she resigned.
Well, I mean, it goes up the chain. Sorry, we're going to start off the show with that, because prayers and we've had, you know, hate to start like this, but we've had three friends that have lost their parents in a matter of like 4 days. So prayers to our friends and their families of what they're going through in that. And on a lighter note, I do have tickets I'm giving away, because, you know, we are going to be always supporting our Colt 45s and our Turtle Bay. And so let's just start off at the top of the morning here. If you're listening, good morning. And we want you to make it a great day. And what we're going to do, Sue, is we're going to take the third caller, because I've got $10 in Black Bear Diner Bucks and 4 tickets to the Colt 45s. It's a wonderful night. You can...
it's going to be a great night. They're playing tonight, but you can use these tickets anytime during the year.
Third caller, 605-4567. And later on in the program, because we're going to be talking politics this morning, we do have a special guest coming up at the 7:15 hour.
Joe Turner, candidate for 1st District Assembly.
Right.
Joining us.
He's the third one we've had on.
He's the third one, yeah.
Okay. And then later on in the program, we'll be giving away the Turtle Bay passes. And anyway, we're taking the third caller this morning for those Colt 45 and a Black Bear Diner tickets. Lots going on.
Well, I tell you, for a little bit of humor here, let's kind of like finish off with some humor. Tonight is the first debate for the Democrats. There's 20 of them. So they're going to be doing 10 a night. 10 tonight, 10 tomorrow night. And it was kind of the luck of the draw. I think Warren's on tonight. I think Biden and Bernie are on tomorrow night. But this is a chance for you to take a look at the 10 and wonder if that you want to have, is this who you want to have running the country? Some of them, I have no idea who the 20 are. I know that there's Mayor Pete, who just got hammered in his own town because of his comments there by both the African-American community and the police. So that's, you know, get used to it, Pete. You want to be president. I know Elizabeth Warren. I know Bernie. I know Biden. I know this senator out of New York who just comes up with strange things. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, says he's going to run. I don't know. There's probably a couple others I could name. I can't really name them because I kind of know who they are, but I don't know who they are. So tonight, if I wasn't going, let me think. I can record the debate. That's what I'll do as we go to the Colt 45 game tonight. It's going to be a beautiful night out there. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is.
This is going to be the place.
Again, we talk about that the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Again, with the weather tonight, our highs will be 82 and overnight lows 56. My goodness, isn't that gorgeous? We're coming in with the winner here. Thank you. The phones are ringing off the hook, but Johnny Barrett, you won those tickets, and we're going to have them at the front desk here at 1326 Market Street. Come by the station. They'll be here for you.
We've got more tickets coming up later in the show. Probably a couple more sets for the Colt 45s.
And tomorrow is lows of 58, and Friday night 61, and Saturday night 63. A great weekend to go see the Colt 45s and enjoy family time. It really is good old-fashioned with hot dogs and snow cones. And go support your local, you know, it's just really cool.
It is. It's a good time out there. And I tell you what, the park is clean. It has, since they put up that fence, they have security out in the parking lot. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pick up the extra gun to carry. So, hey, just a little bit of humor there. Hey, sweetheart, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? You and I do not agree on everything. And I know it's hard for people to believe that you and I don't agree on everything.
Right.
Like this, right now. You would rather be doing something else. I can tell.
No. I feel really rested today. And you know, I don't know about just going to quickly say this. Carl and I have been changing our diets up a little bit, you know, trying to, you know, from just not do as much meat and try to do more vegetables.
I'm trying to change the pony keg into a six-pack.
Yeah, trying to get that little mushroom off the middle of our waist there. So anyway, and you know, when you start to do that, it's like you're more tired. So I feel rested today. I feel rejuvenated just a couple days of trying to clean up my diet.
Yeah.
And then sleeping on our Sleep Number bed. I feel great. And I can't encourage people enough that I really believe that when you're sleeping at nighttime, that's the time your body regenerates. It's a time for healing. It's a time for, you know, your longevity in life can be from a good night's sleep. So do that for yourself, not for yourself, for your family. The Sleep Number, right next to the Vitamin Shoppe in the Target Shopping Center.
Well, you know, and right now you can come in during the lowest prices, where a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is now only $1,299. You can save $400 for a limited time. But you have to head on down to Sleep Number, you know, and my Sleep Number setting is 60. And Linda's Sleep Number setting
is 55.
And you'll find out why that is so important if you head on down there. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning. 62 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to about, 82.
Today.
Wow! I feel good.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yes, and good morning, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott here. We are Free Fire Radio, our program this morning, and of course, we have Armstrong and Getty that join us at 9. And they've been a blast. We've got a lot of politics on the air this morning.
There's going to be a lot of politics here in the next few months. 7:21 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping people since 1993. Veterans, going down. She's got a special spot in her heart for veterans. 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. With us this morning in the studios is Joe Turner, who is running for the first assembly district, the assemblyman person. I'm still not sure how that goes. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You turned up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. You gave us a call yesterday, said you're going to be in the area today, and we were really happy we had time here to get you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, we had to get up extra early to drive on down.
You're from Susanville, right?
Up near Susanville, yes.
Up near Susanville.
I actually live in Milford. It's about 20 minutes outside of Susanville.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to get a decent plot of land out there before I deployed to Afghanistan, and got about 150 acres, and it's great out there. I love it.
So you're a veteran. So
yes.
Tell us about Joe Turner.
Yes, sir.
Joe Turner, isn't that
Joe Turner.
Yeah, Joe Turner.
Little bit about me. I grew up in the North State. All over. I actually graduated from junior high at Parsons, went to Enterprise my freshman year, finished out down in Corning, moved around, grew up in Susanville. The National Guard took me back there. I spent 17 years enlisted in the California Army National Guard. 14 of it were on active duty in the Guard.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on the California Southwest border for 17 months in operations down there. I guarded 12 Army Depot. I spent a year in Egypt with our engineers and infantry. I also spent 9 months in Afghanistan with our local unit. I also used to manage the National Guard Armory up in Susanville. I'm the former chairman of the Lassen County Republican Central Committee. I was recently elected to be on the California Republican Party Platform Committee, so I'm going to help try to defend our party values there this next coming convention. And so I've been trying to be involved. I'm a husband. I'm a father. We have a little girl who's turning 7 years old.
And your wife cares.
And my lovely wife, yes. Very supportive, and I could not do this without her.
Taking a video of you right now. That's
yes.
Right.
So
you guys came in as a team.
Yeah, you're a disabled veteran. So.
Yes, sir. I'm medically retired, and it makes things a bit more challenging, especially to get up early and do things, because sometimes I'm slower to move in the morning than I used to be.
Tell me about that.
I used to be able to just jump up and throw on my uniform and run out the door, but now it's a process.
Well, thank you so much for your service for our country.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Turner, Joe, we've got people on the line already, but they're going to line up. I have a question, though. What do you see as your platform?
My basic platform is very simple. It's three words. It's fight or flight. We have businesses and families leaving California, especially the North State, in droves. People are leaving all the time. My wife and I actually had a very serious discussion about this recently, over this last year, about she wanted to leave California because in part of the encroaching on parental rights, especially in the school system, with wanting to teach children as young as first and second grade about transgenderism, which little kids don't even know what they want to be when they grow up, so they don't even, it's a concept that's beyond them. They can't comprehend it, and they just want to indoctrinate the little children. And I made a promise to my wife that I would try to do everything I can to protect our daughter here. And so here I am.
Well, okay. Well, you know, a lot of people have got a problem with the introduction of lifestyles or groups of people at a very young age. I mean, I can understand it probably later, but I'm not sure if you're in first grade that, you know, and I see people wanting to I've read where people want to have operations to change their children at age 5 into the other sex. And I have a real problem with that. I mean, it should be child abuse in my opinion.
I believe it is child abuse. And if you look, the Health and Human Services, they actually have articles on the introduction of suicide prevention education. Mm-hmm. Teaching little kids about suicide prevention actually encourages them to commit suicide because it's a concept that's foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're introduced into that concept to try to help them, it's actually harming them either unwittingly or wittingly.
Well, I can't imagine they would do it on purpose to try and kill kids, but I can fully believe that enough studies haven't been made to see where it ends up at. Let's go to the phones here. Mark, good morning. You have something for Joe Turner running for the 1st Assembly District seat.
I do. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Every day is a new adventure, my friend. Just living the dream. Hey, I wanted to make just a short statement and then ask Joe a quick question. And this is the question that's going to get asked, so I might as well ask it first. But my first statement is, with regard to Mrs. Daly, I'm just curious to know if anybody thinks if her name was Megan Smith, and she gave exactly the same reasons for running for state senate that she gave as Megan Daly, but her name was Megan Smith and she was just a housewife from somewhere Northern California, would she have gotten the endorsement from 3 sheriffs? I just question that. I think that's the example of the nepotism that we cannot get away from with Megan Daly as a candidate. And now I want to ask Joe the big question. Joe, if you get elected, will you introduce state split legislation for Jefferson?
Absolutely, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
I'm absolutely not afraid to do that. And I would go a step beyond that. And because I know that it would be rejected, that would help give me standing to join onto the CFR lawsuit as a plaintiff.
Thank you, sir. That is the question that everybody wanted to know the answer to. And thank you for your service, Joe. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mark. And I remember briefly, I also know Mark asked about some other issues before with Mrs. Daly,
mm-hmm.
and he asked specifically about the Klamath Dam deal with California making illegal deals or agreements with other states and even foreign aspects, and what can a representative do about that? A state representative, you represent your people. You have to bring these issues up. You bring it up to the state legislature. You have to bring it up to the state executives. And you also have to advocate to your to the federal partners and counterparts about those issues. And if you have to, you have to become party to these lawsuits. There's just no reason not to. The state is constantly suing each other. Huntington Beach is suing the state over the sanctuary state. Is it SB 51?
Mm-hmm.
Down there, they're taking that fight, so government agencies and representatives can join as plaintiffs on these, and since we are in such an extreme minority, that's one powerful tool that we absolutely have to try to represent our constituents, is to take that fight to California and asking the union for help, even if it's in the federal courts or within the state courts. State courts are going to be stacked. Federal courts would be better, but you have to make those arguments to get the union involved to correct all of these constitutional trespasses that California's been party to.
The one of the successes that Brian Daly has had is being able to reach across the aisle. We're in Republicans, and I don't know if I can, you know, if Republicans are in such a minority, not just in the Assembly and the Senate, but in the state, that frankly, no matter what we had, if you had the cure for cancer, as Joe Biden is claiming, the cure for cancer, the Democrats could just say no, and it would move on. Is there something in you that says, hey, look, I can work with these people, and if I can, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to come across to them as being somebody that will listen. Are you that type of person?
I'm very workable. I get along with everybody, especially on personal levels. Absolutely. I can work professionally with people, but I also believe that there's a clear position that our representatives have. Our representatives have the duty to represent us and advocate for us, not merely just go glad hand compromise and say, oh, well, gee, gosh, golly darn, guys, we're just outnumbered. You know, maybe just reelect me and we'll go down there and we'll try the same glide path to defeat that we've been having for the last 30 years. And I know now Senator Dolley has been very successful at building relationships and networking. Honestly, I know he's brought back some money to the district,
mm-hmm.
but outside of that, as the minority leader in the assembly, he oversaw one of the worst defeats that we've ever had as far as losing seats across the state. And I know he was very, he bragged a lot about how he was going to help build the party and take back those seats, and we saw that flounder.
Our guest is Joe Turner this morning here, who is running for Brian Dolley's assembly seat.
No, if you well, have any, he's running for the vacated
seat. The vacated seat, absolutely. But, you know, in case you're wondering what assembly and what district and so on and so forth, but we're going to have to take a quick break here. On KCNR 96.5 FM, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal services. We'll be right back after these messages.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire.
Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 26th of June, 7:35 in the morning, and it's 62 degrees out there, going up to like 80 today. It's going to be beautiful. A beautiful day today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business. That gives you gives discounts to seniors and veterans. And Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Over 25 years in the service of taking care of us during the summers here, the 112-degree summers, the 100-plus summers. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems, offer warranties, guarantees. They can fix your system, and they can do it quickly and professionally. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Linda and I are here today with Joe Turner, who is running for the assembly position here in the 1st District. One of three people that have thrown their hats in the ring so far. I don't know if is there any more that you've heard of, or just you three?
I heard rumor that there may be a couple of Democrats who have pulled papers the last day or two, but I haven't seen any updates.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting. Joe, you're on the California GOP committee.
Platform
committee.
Yes.
You said when you went down there, I said it looks like they're becoming Republican Party, the GOP, is opening up. But you said that wasn't exactly what happened down there at the convention.
Not exactly. There's some optics going on as far as the public relations aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the new chair, Jessica Patterson. She is a Latina woman. I have spoken with her briefly when she was running for the chair position.
Is she capable?
I believe she is. She won the position. She was elected. But as far as our biggest concern, because we're so far rural, is accessibility and actually getting people to come actually visit our area, especially up in Lassen County. It's very small. When I spoke to Ms. Patterson about that, she lectured me because I told her that we never is pejorative. You hardly ever get candidates coming through because our vote almost doesn't count because we're such a small county. Mark Muser came up and he visited our county. And he was running for Secretary of State.
Yeah.
It was great.
He saw everybody.
Congressman Lamoff was always visiting us. Congressman McClintock always visited us. And so we've had some representatives and candidates come through, and they're great. Jessica lectured me about how when she was a staffer for Arnold Schwarzenegger that they came up briefly at some point years and years ago. And it was a little discouraging for me because we are remote. We throw us a bone, show up a little bit more, and
throw us a bone.
Don't lecture me and say, "Oh, well, no."
There's not enough.
I was here. I was here once or twice. I was like, "Well, that's nice."
We flew over on our way to Oregon.
Exactly, and accessibility is a huge thing. We need accessibility for our representatives, and I hate to say this because I don't want to come here and just bash Brian Dolly. I've heard he's a great guy. I've heard his wife is a very nice person, that they're good people. But when I was down at the conventions, I would run into people, and they'd say, "Oh, you were the chairman." I was the chairman at the time for Lassen County. "I used to work for Brian. That's so great." And I would say, "Brian who?" And they're like, "I don't understand." Unless you were at certain events, say like the Rotary Club or certain chamber mixers, it's very difficult to see a representative up there. We saw our congressman far more often than we ever saw our assemblyman who lived in the county and served as a supervisor for about 16 years, I believe.
I think it was 16.
Yeah. So actually being able to have access and see your representatives, I think it's important, and you need to be able to travel around. It's a large area. It's a very large area, and that's okay. And having issues as far as accessibility, it has to happen. You have to make the time for your constituents and actually show up.
Shall we go to the phones? We have callers. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing good. Yeah, it's really good that we have some good candidates running, yourself, you know, Patrick Jones. You guys are both Second Amendment guys. You both understand the Constitution. I'm not going to even ask you if you've read the Constitution because I know you have. And, you know, illegal immigration, I know what your stand is there. I know you understand about Title VIII, Code Section 1324, that the governor and the governor's office and the legislative body is in sedition at this point, since they're allowing sanctuary cities and counties and a state. And I'm excited about the fact that we have a couple of guys that are running. They're upstanding guys. I'm looking forward to a clean campaign here. Joe understands the Constitution. He understands rights. You know, the interesting thing is that here with all your credentials, and then with all the credentials that Patrick Jones has, being a mayor and councilman and all that stuff, you know, a couple of these sheriffs are throwing their weight behind Megan Daly. It really is pretty amazing to me that, I mean, based upon what track record. Anyway, Joe, I hope that your campaign goes well. How's your family doing, buddy?
We're doing good. We're retired, but we're good, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry. I guess there was no question that this was just a statement, right? Okay, he's gone.
Okay.
Well, okay, let me ask you, did you read the Constitution of California?
I've read most of it.
Terry said you read the whole thing.
Well, I read the U.S. Constitution many times.
What about the California Constitution? Terry's really big on that.
Well, he is. I've read a lot of it. I don't reference it a whole lot. Lately, I reference it when I absolutely need to,
okay. And
it's very difficult to swear an allegiance to the second largest constitution in the world,
being
the California Constitution. The only one larger is the Constitution of India, and that's a bureaucratic nightmare. So, and California is right behind it and always increasing it.
Well, let's get to something. Okay, this, you know, got a couple of minutes here. Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
This thing. Well, when you say absolutely, what do you mean by that?
I'll sum it up super really quickly. The Second Amendment doesn't give us the right to keep and bear arms.
Uh-huh.
It prevents the government from infringing our inherent right to keep and bear arms. It's a prohibition on government abusing our rights.
Okay.
It does not give us permission. It's not a permission slip. So anytime anybody says the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit, well, no, it's really not. What it is it tells the government to stay away from you and leave you alone on that. And I'm not going to lie. The ATF, the NFA, Gun Control Act, those are all unconstitutional. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say the right of the militia. It doesn't say the right of the state. It says the right of the people. All people are de facto militia. If you look at state constitutions, there are organized, unorganized militia, and it defines them usually as state military reserve, state naval militia, National Guard, and then also people within a certain age bracket who are able-bodied for service. So that's why the draft isn't a violation of the 13th Amendment for slavery, because it's a legal muster of the militia, which is the general population.
Okay. What about the education here in California? We spend a lot of money, and they want to spend more money.
It's horrible. And money doesn't solve the problem. You can go back 100 years ago, and bachelor degree graduates from universities can't pass an eighth grade exam from 100 years ago. So money's not the problem, it's standards. It's maintaining attention, it's having good quality teachers who aren't there to indoctrinate kids on socialist theory of economics that don't work.
Would you agree we're short teachers up here in the rural counties?
I'm sure we are, absolutely. We're
How do we recruit teachers up here? Since, I mean, the pay is somewhat different. I think the pay is different in the rural counties than if you're living in San Francisco or L.A. I'm not positive about that, but I would assume that. How would you get teachers up here?
You have to be able to you have to be able to compete. You have to be able to incentivize. A lot of times it's hard because it's government. There's a lot of people who want to become teachers who don't want to put up with either the teachers' unions telling them what they can and cannot do, mm-hmm. the type of curriculum that's being forced upon them, the lack of competition as far as either charter schools, private schools. I don't care where you get educated as long as you get educated, and I don't understand the feigning cult-like loyalty to public education.
As opposed to charter schools. Well, or how about homeschools?
Absolutely, just education, period. Who cares where you get it as long as you get it? It shouldn't matter who stamps the approval on it as long as you are educated.
As long as it meets the criteria for graduation.
Well, absolutely, and that and above. There's no reason why we can't raise standards to try to get better educations. And honestly, high school was extremely simple to pass. It's was not hard. There's no reason it should even take 4 years to get through that curriculum. That should be able to be condensed. You should be able to integrate vocational training and either general education college-level courses into the junior, senior year mm-hmm. for the students and give them a head start, get them out. That way they're not going into having so much student debt and having to borrow and do all that. You could raise the standard, streamline the budget, and have actual competition with it, and it's hard to get into the weeds on it, but the general premise is you have to get the bureaucracy out of the way, and you have to allow people to provide the opportunities and have some actual incentives for kids to go to school and work. Not everyone needs a general education on things. Train them to do more skilled labor.
Not everybody needs to go to college.
Okay, we're with Joe Turner that's running for assembly here on KTNR 96.5. Terry had another question. I guess we cut him off, and also, Joe, we've got a Tom, and you guys have to hang on for the break because we do need to take a break because how we stay in business is through the love of our sponsors. So we're going to do that. Brought to you by Crackmaster, who's also a veteran-owned business, knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Check them out. It's Crackmaster on 273. We'll be right back after these messages.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning on the 26th of June, 64 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. It's going to be beautiful. Big Colt 45 game tonight. If you all can get down, we're going to be giving away some tickets in the next hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Do yourself a favor, head on down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Joe Turner, who is running for the assembly seat, the vacant assembly seat here in the 1st District. He's from Susanville. He is a conservative Republican. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say,
fair
yes.
to say. Supports the state of Jefferson, believes in the fact that Second Amendment means exactly that. You have the right to bear arms, and there's no little codicils around it. We have a bunch of people lined up here to ask questions on the phone. So let's start with Tom. Tom, good morning. Hello, Tom. You're on.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for Joe?
No, I actually didn't have a question for Joe on the Second Amendment, although I certainly understand his position.
Sure. Well, what do you have then?
Well, we had... I was trying to call in to talk about the Congressional Pig Book from Citizens Against Government Waste. If you wanted to talk about that, if not, we can talk about the Second Amendment.
Okay. Well, I have you down for tomorrow for that.
That's okay. We can try again another time. I appreciate the call, though.
Well, okay.
I'll talk to you then.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to Terry, who has another question. Good morning, Terry. I'm sorry that we somehow got cut off. You have a question for Joe.
And Terry actually is no longer on the line.
Okay.
Good
all right. So there we go. All right. Here
we
go.
Totally. That was totally because the guy's supposed to be on tomorrow at 7:30.
Okay.
And so anyway.
Well, I can say something about waste.
Pork. Yeah.
About
he was going to talk about the pork book.
I am vehemently against waste, fraud, and abuse as far as budgeting. I've seen a lot of it. In the military, when I went to Kandahar, it was disgusting how much waste was there with the contractors. And I also, the Susanville Armory has a bunch of unnecessary furniture that I received a few years ago when the state had to spend money for its use or lose fiscal policy. And I was called and said, hey, how much send me a list of what you want. I said, I don't need anything. Everything here is fine. We have to spend it or else we're going to lose it. So... I am vehemently against the use-or-lose spending policies, which just perpetuate waste.
The sanctuary state.
It's illegal. It's a violation of Title VIII. It's a violation of it's a violation of the Constitution. The federal government has the authority over naturalization as enumerated and as delegated by the states. There's no jurisdictional overlap. It's absolute nonsense. They are harboring criminal illegal aliens. And I work down there. I've seen some of the things that happens. And it's a travesty as far as the human trafficking that goes on, what people go through to sneak in or to break in. I don't blame those people. I don't have absolutely harbor no ill will towards those people. A lot of those people are victims. in it. But as long as we keep incentivizing them, they're going to keep coming. And they keep coming because California is abusing the census, trying to get them counted to increase congressional seats and steal congressional seats and electoral votes from the other states. And it's absurd.
The some of the things that are happening up here with the fire season starting and this new $19 million, I think, made available by Newsom. What are your plans for bringing business up here or strengthening the economy up here in the North State?
You have to. Businesses are tricky because California is not business friendly.
No, it's last in the nation, according to CEOs, and we have a lot of problems. But
we do.
Can we home grow things around here? And what you see could be money makers, or I should say employers or businesses right here in Northern California.
Northern California has a lot to offer. Though Lassen County, we've tried to have multiple manufacturers come in because of the. And they were willing to put up with California because of the climate, because of the access to the groundwater that they wanted, the more remote area for the industrial complex. But the county didn't want to assist and grow the economy because they wanted to keep it small. And we had plenty of government jobs to subsidize that, which has in turn drastically impacted Lassen County. We've lost almost 2,000 aggregate residents. We've lost over $50 million in annual adjusted gross income for wages. So you have to find ways to incentivize. It's going to be incumbent upon the counties to take a hit to try to offset some of the burdens that the state is putting on the businesses. And what you can do is you can obviously lobby, and you can try to pass bills to decrease regulations. But ultimately, if they're violating the businesses' rights, if there's preferential treatment, businesses are going to have to – they're going to have to not necessarily unionize, but they're going to have to work together and probably sue the state, or they're going to move. You have to use every means available. You have to use a legislative inquiry process. You know, if you've been harmed by the state, you have to direct the staff to investigate those agencies and expose it. You have to find every appeals process that's available. I recently learned not too long ago by being – I shouldn't say too much on it, but I was also a member of the grand jury up in Lassen County, and we learned some things in the process of the investigations that there are certain appeals processes, usually for every department, but they're very difficult to find. Those need to be brought out as far as tax assessors, every form of office like that. You need to be able to find those and make those available to the businesses so that way they can appeal, so that way they can use those tools that they may not be aware of.
What are your top six things? We only got a couple of minutes left. Top six things you want to do when you if you get elected?
Top six things is First thing is I really want to focus on representation. We have an oligarchy in California. An oligarchy is a government controlled by very few people or families, and a lot of people are very upset about my opponent, who is – people are saying it's nepotism. It is. It is in a degree as part of the definition because it's patronage of relatives, and it's power being consolidated, and we haven't actually had the results that we've wanted. We need to become party to lawsuits to expand our representation. We have the worst legislative representation in the union. We need to try to fix that, and the better we can have representation, if we break it up into pieces, it's harder for people with lots of money to just control a bunch of people.
Okay,
versus
so
just
representation. What about
absolutely representation?
What about fire control? What about clear out the forest? Where is that in your list of things?
I live in the woods. Fire abatement is huge. We can save a lot of money simply by abating and getting all the biomass out, using it for cogeneration plants, actually putting it to use, clearing out the forest, and also protecting our firefighters' lives. We've had too many tragedies of people dying, just residents, and also our firefighters who unnecessarily have to who unnecessarily have to put their lives at harm's risk because we're not taking
because
not managing
we're not
their
doing
forces.
It right. Okay, managing. Hey, we're here with Joe Turnjoe. We've run out of time. So, how do people get a hold of you? How do they, you know, can they donate, and how do they get a hold of your campaign?
I have a website in process. It's turnerforassembly.com. You can also find me on Facebook. It's Joseph Turner for Assembly District 1. I'm easy to find there, and I'm very available.
Yeah, phone numbers there and all that kind of stuff.
My phone number's on there. Would you like it on? Would
sure.
you like me to announce it?
Sure.
My phone number is 530-249-2179. You can text me or call me and leave me a message. I will absolutely get back to you.
Okay, Joe Turner. Hey, Joe,
thanks
for coming in. This was quick. You called yesterday. We got you on today.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Celestina Trevor, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
She failed to show at a hearing investigating alleged violations of the Hatch Act. Federal law prohibits federal workers from making political statements while on duty. The White House had blocked Conway's appearance, citing executive privilege. Social and religious conservatives meeting in Washington this morning, about to hear directly from President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is at the Road to Majority Conference.
For the second time in 3 years, President Trump is addressing this gathering, which is sponsored by Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom Coalition. Evangelical voters played a key role in Donald Trump's 2016 victory, and since taking office, the president has promoted religious liberty and carried out a pro-life agenda. This morning's speech comes as the president is engaged in a war of words with Iran and as he prepares to leave for the G20 summit in Japan later today. Greg Clugston at the Road to Majority Conference in Washington.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller has now agreed to testify before Congress about his Russia investigation.
The special counsel agreeing to testify before an open session on July 17th after being subpoenaed by both the House Judiciary and House Intelligence Committees. Chairman Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler issuing a joint statement reading, Americans have demanded to hear directly from the special counsel so they can understand what he and his team examined, uncovered, and determined about Russia's attack on our democracy, the Trump campaign's acceptance and use of that help, and President Trump and his associates' obstruction of the investigation into the attack.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Optimism about the prospects for a breakthrough in the U.S.-China trade talks helping Wall Street this morning. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 73 points, the S&P 500 index better by 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Malaysia Airlines has reached an out-of-court settlement with the families of five Australian victims of the MH17 jetliner crash back in 2014. The BBC's Howell Griffith in Sydney.
There were 27 Australian citizens among the passengers when flight MH17 was brought down over eastern Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines agreed damages with most families 2 years ago, but a small group of Australian relatives decided to bring their own court action. Today, a judge agreed a confidential out-of-court settlement, which lawyers describe as reasonable. Earlier this month, an international investigation team announced charges against four men accused of carrying out the missile attack.
The head of an organization representing airports in 45 European countries says it aims to get airports to achieve net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A dire warning about the impact of western wildfires.
Acrid smoke from raging wildfires once was considered a nuisance for most people. But the California Air Resources Board says those microscopic particles can penetrate deep into the lungs, causing coughing, asthma, chest pain, even heart attacks. The Environmental Protection Agency is estimating over the past decade, as many as 2,500 people died prematurely each year from short-term wildfire smoke exposure. Authorities in western states are looking for ways to better protect the public. Seattle, for example, is planning to renovate 5 public buildings to be smoke-free shelters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Broward County, Florida sheriff says 2 more deputies have been fired. It's a result of an internal affairs investigation into the agency's response to the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning here on the 26th of June. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. So glad to be here. Sunny today with our highs of 82. And our sunny skies and our lows, overnight lows of 56. Tomorrow calls for sunny skies with a high of 79 and overnight lows of 58, partly cloudy on Thursday night. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 85 and Friday night low of 61. Saturday is sunny, 89. Sunday, sunny, 89. As we progress to next week, you know what? We're not even going to read next week because things change. They go up and down a few temperatures with a little surprise there from the National Weather Service. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And Sue.
And we do have a traffic collision reported this morning at Highway 44 and Dersh Road. Traffic slowing down in that area. It was a rollover wreck. Also, quite a bit of construction along the Interstate 5 corridor. If you're heading toward the coast on 299 West, expect delays, and there's construction basically if you're heading north on Interstate 5 between Redding and the Oregon border. Expect delays.
All right. Thank you so much. And we, again, wanted to thank Johnny Barrett. You won the Black Bear Diner gift certificate and the Colt 45 game. So please come pick those up today here at the studio. Congratulations. And also, before we begin our show...
Sure.
I just think it's time now to try to give one of our listeners here that would love to go to Turtle Bay. There's so many new, wonderful displays. And
butterfly exhibits going on.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Those birds, whatever they're called. They're
Larrakeets.
So cool.
A brand new play area that this was launched.
Brand new play area. Plus, they have goosebumps about being
right?
scared.
Right.
They put you in, I mean, you can get up and experience falling. Even though you're not
so right here on KCNR, if you give a call here at 605-4567, we're going to take the second caller, Sue. We have 4 tickets for admissions passed. So you can take your kids or say your brother and sister-in-law or somebody's coming to town and you want to take them to something that's great. This gets you into the park. 300 acres of fun. So give us a call here, 605-4567.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good, and thank you again for having me on this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, with all the veterans we have in this county and the impact they have on this county, we need to, and this is a way a lot of them get their news.
Yes.
They can learn things is from here. And the changes, the drastic changes that go on, how we treat veterans. I mean, it's you and I went to a I'm not even sure what it was. We went to a meeting where they were explaining the new veterans, Veterans Choice
mm-hmm.
Program. Remember
stakeholders meeting.
Yeah, stakeholders meeting, and I went to that. And I, yeah, and the, they're changing things that started on June 6th. Of course, it was D-Day, and I likened it to being, coming across the beach and getting shot, but I don't know if anybody's there to help me.
You're right. Yes, I know. And then, you know, it's the Mission Act of 2018, but unfortunately, in that year, they did not prepare, to roll it out. So at the point of June 6th, they didn't have doctors signed up. They didn't have urgent care signed up. They hadn't been prepared yet.
In the West Coast in California, they didn't even have an oversight company. Did they say that?
No.
They didn't even have somebody that was supposed to do it because there had been a an objection to the people they picked. So now it had to go back through it and do the whole process again. So we in California don't even have anybody that's even signing people up for us to see.
We don't. I was at a conference last week, all week, and the directors came up of the VA healthcare and spoke with us. And North State up here, we don't have anybody. We don't have, we're not going to get urgent care for a while. They said probably up to a year. We're not having any urgent care sign up, and they haven't even initiated it yet. A lot of people are going to not have an outside doctor. The choice program has stopped, but those people that are still seeing the doctors in the choice will have 18 months to finish that portion. But new people that's never used it, yeah, they're going to have to wait a little bit. It's really...
Well, the urgent care, being able to go see urgent care, we've never had urgent care before. So it's not like you've lost it. You just don't have it yet. So it's the same as before. But what concerns me is the if you're under care right now from a doctor out in town, you can stay for another 18 months. What about those of us who have something new happen, say I bust my shoulder or something, do I have to go through the VA system or can I go out in town still?
VA system,
yes. So then I have to go down to Mather or whatever,
yes.
Or orthopedic stuff.
Yes, and
they can't send me out here in town like they did before.
No, they cannot. Not yet. They're trying to get doctors signed up. What is Choice was a contractor. Now they're not contracting. They actually, VA has a special department that is going to sign people up. There's going to be a contract between them and the doctor, and they're supposed to, I say supposed to pay within 30 days, or they start gaining interest, and that doctor's going to get interest. And so I'm not sure how this is really going to play out.
So Veterans Choice is dead until we get this thing signed up.
Correct.
Well, you know what? This is such a stupid thing that the California VA did.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say that, but it is.
Well,
but it, I mean, they what happened is that they signed this thing up and they said let's go forward with it over a year ago, and here it is a year later. Is this the whole VA? I'm sorry, it's not just the California VA. This is the whole VA.
The whole VA.
And here they are rolling it out. And the guy was very upfront about it. He did not pull a punch. He did not try to say, oh, no, maybe that won't happen.
Right.
He just said, that's right.
He did.
And when you say something like, this is not, you know, we don't have anybody. Well, what about that? He says, well, you're right. And you know, and at that point, some people got enraged.
No excuses.
There's no excuses. He says there's no excuses. It's just that. And now we don't even have somebody to look over us because have they let that contract out yet? Do you know?
So I've been doing a lot of research because people are coming in saying, how does my provider sign up? And that's the issue, is nobody knows. So we go on the website, and it says, here's for providers, they need to sign up, but there's really not a, there's a phone number.
I have providers that'll sign up, but
yes.
there's nobody, nowhere to go to.
They don't understand the contract, and it does write it out on the website, but it's really not clear, and a lot of providers are struggling with trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Well,
so where do we go from here? That's the question.
Yeah, well, we have to wait. I was on a conference call with President Donald Trump yesterday, and we were on there for about 45 minutes. And
really?
Yes. He wants to hear from – what's really great about him is he opens up the phone lines to listen to veteran advocates and people that are in a position to change
you know, their community, and he wants to hear how it's going on the front lines, you know, and he wants to know if his Mission Act is really working. And the feedback he got was, I think, maybe a little bit surprising for him, but he literally said, okay, now you're on my map. Now we're going to do something with that county. Now we're going to realize, we're realizing that this is not working here, and let's get on this. And so he had people.
The president was taking time to do that.
Yes, he was. It was pretty incredible.
Well, he made a commitment.
He did.
I will say he made a commitment that he was going to take care of the veterans.
Yes.
And,
yes, he did.
You know, again, we talk about it. We have candidates that come on. We've watched it, not just, you know, locally, you know, statewide, and of course, you know, county, state, and, you know, countrywide. And once you get in there, of course, there's so much, as you know, in your position, red tape. Does somebody agree with it? You have to go through the layers.
Correct.
And your higher ups. What's, maybe their agenda is not your agenda. Of course, you may be last on the agenda. Mm-hmm. So, he is now in a seat that he can snap, you know, make things happen.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know if you can snap them. I mean, I'm going to retract that statement. You can't snap and make things happen, because now he's also has a layer of things to get through to get things. But the fact is that he gave attention.
And he cares. He reaches out to people in the community, not just the, legislators or the senators,
not the state level.
The state
right.
level.
Yeah.
He actually reaches out and says, hey, what's going on?
Well, this is the only way you're going to find out, because by the time it gets through six layers to him, you'll never hear it. So reaching out like this is the only way you can get unvarnished truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. We're with Celestina Traver. We're talking about the Missions Act of 2018 and the problems that this has raised, because we launched a program and didn't keep the other program in place for the time it would take to roll this one out. That to me seems the biggest, you know, bugaboo about it. If we had kept the other program in place like you would anything else while you worked out the glitches, instead of ending one program and starting another one that just wasn't ready for prime time. We'll be right back, though, after these messages. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark is there to help you and your loved ones. She'll come to your home, see what works for you, and she'll set up a schedule. Her people are all trained, background checked, everything. She takes personal interest in everybody she hires and everybody that she helps. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Very smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to this Wednesday morning. 8:20 in the morning. We're going to have a beautiful day with our temperatures going up to about 82 and lows of 56. And, of course, the Colt 45s have a game tonight. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Congratulations to Bruce Morin. You won the four tickets to Turtle Bay. Come by and get those tickets here at 1326 Market Street, the location of our beautiful downtown station. You must come see us. Again, it's 8:21 in the morning, and I wanted to let you know that the grand jury report will be out tomorrow. The full report will be available at 11 a.m. tomorrow, to June 27th. You can go to www.countyshasta.californiaus/index. It's just too long for me to look at. You know, just go somewhere in there. County of Shasta, California. You're going to find it. All right.
Just go to the grand jury.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get it.
It's out tomorrow.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. Right now, hey, and it's the perfect time to be talking about military and first responders offer. Right now, your premier satellite dealer, BNT Satellite, powered by Dish, is proud to announce two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation to all active duty, reserve duty, veterans of the military, and active first responders. No receiver or plan restrictions. Don't call the 800 number, but call Doug Tooley and the local guys at 241-3474, 241-DISH. Ask about the Stars and Stripes package included at no additional cost, 241-DISH. We're here with Celestina Traver.
Good morning.
She's a dish. Okay, I know. I know. I'm a sexist pig. Anyway, she is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You are a fighter. You have, I told her today that I got the, we finally got the conservatorship done. We have the paperwork so we can start in the aid in attendance. Quickly, can you tell people what aid, if I got that right, aid in attendance?
Yes.
Can you tell people what that is?
Absolutely. If you're needing care at your home or you need help with paying for assisted living, we have a non-service connected pension that we can, you have to have 1 day in wartime service for the veteran, and we can apply for that for you. It gives you extra money in your pocket, and then we have an extra stipend attached to it called aid in attendance or housebound. Aid in attendance is if you're bedridden and you need help with transferring and all that and getting to an in and out of your wheelchair, in and out of the shower. But then we have a housebound status, which means that you need just care. You can walk around your ambulatory, but you need help with getting groceries and getting your prescriptions and taking you, someone taking you to and from the doctor and things like that.
Okay. And yeah, you rate this if you've ever served during a combat, a time of declared war, right?
Correct.
Or combat.
At least one day.
One day. It doesn't mean you have to be there.
Correct.
You just have to have served in the armed forces for
era,
this.
Era, time
in the era of mm-hmm. it. So, and that includes, of course, World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
Yes.
What else after that?
The Gulf War.
Gulf War.
OEF, OIF.
Everything now.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is not just for older people as yeah. well. It's if you're, let's say you're Walter Reed and you've lost some legs or arms and you need a caregiver, and you can apply for this on top of your compensation. So let's say you're 100% service-connected, you can get aid and attendance if your service-connected injuries are preventing you from living the lifestyle you need to live.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay,
yes.
You've got a number of things we want to talk about here. Mental health
yes.
at our own clinic.
At our own clinic, yes. I do want to give a kudos out to our VA clinic for stepping up and getting good mental health doctors and providers there. I hear a lot of good feedback that they filled the slots, and that these the providers now are really open. They actually reach out to our office for the first time, and we were working together for the first time, and because these providers really believe in veterans, and so I'm pretty excited about this new change.
Okay, now the providers, are they all at the VA, or are they some of them out in town?
They're at the VA, okay. The ones I'm speaking
so
about.
If you're going in there and you need some assistance, you know, just working some things out, and this can be on, this could be anything from family difficulties to you can't sleep at night, or just anything. They're there, and you
yes.
can be seen.
And they have a walk-in. You could walk in. If you're already enrolled with a VA clinic, you can walk in, and they have a crisis person mm-hmm. on staff
on
that
staff
we'll
right
talk
there.
To. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Absolutely.
Boy. Okay. You've got a new employee.
I do.
Finally.
You know, it's our new employee will be starting July 1st,
okay,
Tyler
wait
Miller.
Let me clear that up.
Yes.
It wasn't that you just... You know, just, oh, yeah, maybe I'll hire somebody. It's been, you've been looking for somebody and trying to get the money for it for a long time. And so you've been searching diligently for
yes.
this. So.
Well, I have two slots, actually. Pat Meehan, uh-huh. he resigned. And so, yes, he was our newest VSR. He'd worked there 11 months, and he left. And so I put a flyer out to hire someone, and I finally got a really good person to fill his slot. He's a younger veteran, mm-hmm. and his name is Tyler Miller, and he's an Army veteran.
Okay.
Yes. So, but even though he starts on July 1st, he can't be on the floor seeing veterans in case management until after he passes his test. So that can be 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
So he'll be in training, yes.
What kind of test?
He has to take 2 legal exams before he can be on the floor filing the claim.
Okay. So do you have, I mean, forgive me for this. I've not seen this. I want to kind of get a feeling of what happens when veterans walk in. Is there a greeter?
Yes, there is.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes.
So how you doing, sir, ma'am? What can we do
in fact,
for you
that
today?
That was Amy that was here.
Correct.
Is your the person that works up front, isn't it?
Yes, Amy.
Okay. That's just in here.
So good. So she says, "How you doing, sir, ma'am? What can I do for you today?"
Correct.
Okay, that's
yeah,
good. So
yeah.
you've got somebody. They're not just sitting in an empty room going,
no,
"Okay,
no. no,
which door?
You still have
B-A?
Donuts
A?
Oh,
yeah.
absolutely.
They
have donuts. We have pastries now. We have coffee provided by our local veterans organizations. They bring them in, and I want to reach out and say thank you, because without that,
which
we
organizations?
Couldn't.
Let's just give them a little love here.
So American Legion
okay.
and MOPH, Military Order of the
Purple Heart.
That's so
and,
cool.
Yes.
Great.
So they're wonderful.
They do so much. They're so involved. Now,
they do.
While we're on this thought, and it really doesn't pertain to this, but it does, because we always are looking for a place where veterans can get together and gather. Veteran downtown is looking for a new home.
The BFW 1934.
Because the building's been bought and they can't afford the rent. You know, people, you know, it's a whole thing. The antique store has gone out and all that. So we're putting it out there in the air for those who are listening that they are looking for a new home and it has to have, you know, place that they could put a bar in, et cetera.
Well, of course, it's the BFW.
Yes, and pool tables and all the good things. But that was such a good little hang.
Yeah, it still is. Well, I mean, they're going to be there for at least a year, but they, you know, until they can find some place, let's hope. Hey, we've got to take a break. We're here with Celestina Traver, and Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. So we want to talk some thoughts about the caregiver programs, the Blue Water Navy, some of those things that have happened, especially with Agent Orange, and a couple of these others, CalVet Home Loans. All these things. But this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. It reaches out to 42 counties right now, operates out of all of the sportsman warehouses throughout California. The provides the most complete CCW training, but it's not just CCW training. It's also advanced pistol. It's defensive pistol. It's rifle training. It is close combat. It is unarmed combat. All of these fall under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. It's 8:30 in the morning on the 26th of June. It's 69 degrees out there, going up to, 82 today. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, Carl, and Linda Bott here.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celestina is looking at us like with her eyes wide open, going, do they do this after every break? Hey, everybody, 8:34 in the morning here on the 26th of June, 2019. 69 degrees, going up to 82 today. And the weather is beautiful, and brought the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Walked in there yesterday, had my hair trimmed. It is still a little bit longer than it used to be when I was in the Marine Corps. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold. It's a veteran-owned business, and they get discounts for seniors and veterans. Head on down. We're here with Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought a whole bunch of things to talk about, and I skipped over one of them that's very important. So let's go on back to that.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that if they're having problems with not getting a doctor, or don't know who your doctor is, or being treated badly with the VA clinic, or if you don't understand the Missions Act, or if it's not working for you, I want to put the number out for the whistleblowers. It's the Office of Special Counsel, and you can call 1-800-872-9855. And then if you're also having VA billing issues and you're having problems with, let's say, them billing your insurance, or if you have a bill of some sort that the VA is not covering, you can also call the Office of Compliance and Business Integrity at 866-842-4357.
Okay. So I know it's hard to believe that some people may be having a bad time at the clinic, but every so often it happens. Huh? Okay. What's the next thing you want to talk about here?
I'd like to cover the VA caregiver program for post-9/11 veterans. Okay. And let our post-9/11 veterans know that they have, if they have PTSD, severe PTSD, 70% to 100%, or if you have a traumatic brain injury, or let's say you have lost legs or arms, or you need help with ambulatory care, you can actually, your spouse or a friend can actually sign up to be your caregiver and get a stipend for it. There are three tiers, and you have to pre-qualify.
Okay. So you have to pre-qualify for these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you go on the VA caregiver website, and they put you through a series of questions. Then at the end, it'll tell you to call this number and to fill out the application and send it in via on the Internet. And they will contact you, and you'll go through the screening.
You know, okay, there's something I want to bring up. It's going to be later in the program about this. Okay, what's the next thing you want to?
Well, I just wanted to add that in 2020, for the first time ever, the caregiver program is expanding to Vietnam veterans.
Wow, that's huge.
And our office can help you with that, or if you have questions, you can come in and ask more about it. So I wanted to put it out there for everybody.
Okay, so, and this, like you said, this is the first time it's been open?
First time ever, yes.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject totally right here. If you were a king for a day, for a week, for a month, what would you do for the veterans?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, think about that one for a second, because
yeah.
I know there's so much that you would do, but think about that.
Okay.
You know, and I would like, maybe after the next break, I'll tell you what, let's, you know, give you a chance to think about it, because we have some important things here, like the Blue Water Navy.
Yes.
That's a huge step too. Tell everybody what that is.
Oh, I'm excited to announce that Senate passed it, and it's going up in front of the president in the next week to be signed. So what does this mean? It means that they're going to create criteria for where blue water, how many miles out in the ocean was your ship. And if your ship was 12 or 3, we don't know exactly mm-hmm. what they're going to
decide. Whatever the criteria is, yeah.
But your ship is going to be added, and you're going to get to file a claim. And we're filing claims this week, starting this week, on Blue Water Navy. We're doing intent to files and filing claims. If you have one of the presumptive for Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. Okay, let's explain this. You say, well, how in the hell, if you're on a ship, can you get Agent Orange? We know we sprayed it inside in Vietnam. What are you thinking about?
When they sprayed it via air mm-hmm. down. And it flew into the ocean, and it went into the water. Well, the ship's filtering system did not filter it out. So the people on the ships, Marines, Navy, were eating it. The potatoes were being soaked in it. They were bathing in it. They were drinking the water. Their food was being prepared in it, and they were showering in it. And this is huge, because we are finding a lot of our Blue Water Navy is coming up with diabetes and prostate cancer and heart issues and all of these cancers. And we've not been able to connect it until now.
Well, and here's the thing, is because that's what I thought. Plus, a lot of the things is that some of the birds came back and landed on the ships. There's other things that they handled they had to get the stuff there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's what I was thought. Come on, Agent Orange. But then if they were in close, if they were depending on where they were, if they were transport ships coming in there, they were in the middle of that. My cousin was sprayed.
Yeah.
By
yes, he was.
Yeah, he was a helicopter pilot.
Wow.
And was escorting a mission out there, and it turned, and the wind shifted, and it covered his helicopter. Lost his kidney later on, had kidney failure, had other things going on with him. This is insidious.
It is.
It's insidious, and it not only does it touch the people that were directly exposed, it's got downline stuff, too. I mean, it goes to their kids
in some
cases.
Yeah, VA doesn't necessarily
believe that.
Accept it.
Okay. So that is huge.
That's a big thing. So we have about 2,300 Blue Water Navy veterans in Shasta County, give or take a few hundred. But that's my count that I have kind of gathered. And I want everybody to tell a friend. Tell people, tell your family, so that we can get it out there, reach every single one of them, so that you guys can come in and start these claims.
Yeah.
Bring your DD-214 and your medical evidence showing that you have this presumptive illness.
Something,
yes.
Well, is there a list of all the illnesses out there?
There
that
is.
People can look at?
Yeah, absolutely. On the VA website,
under
Agent Orange, there is, absolutely.
This newest thing I've gotten is earplugs. It's not on your list here, but have you seen that?
I have.
Have you seen that where the 3L or 3M company, 3L, whatever it is, just BSAIC, I think,
mm-hmm.
Made millions of these earplugs?
Yes.
And they're defective.
If
you were in the service between 2003 to just
current,
now,
yes.
The ones I'm talking about, my friends, my veteran friends, is they're brown on one end and yellow on the other, brown and yellow. And one was for louder noises, and one was for continuous wear. Now, the thing about it is what they're saying is that the connector between the two sides was too short, if I read this right, and it did not work. So if you'll see it on Facebook, you'll get it in emails, you'll see it on the TV, that if you wore those earplugs and you've been diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, then they want to talk to you.
Yes. There's a civilian lawsuit and a claim you can file, but there's also a VA. Because if you have hearing loss and they issued those earplugs, absolutely come into our office and let's talk.
And Celestina drugged me in there the other day. and I went I had my ears checked, and sure enough, it was found that I did have a hearing disability. And then when this came out, I just called the one of those companies, and they said, "Have you been recently diagnosed?" I said, "Yeah." Well, what they want is they want access to your full medical record. Immediately I went, you don't need access to my full medical record. I mean, there's nothing exciting in there, but there's still, could be. But, you know, these are the kind of things that then it goes into a fishing expedition, I feel. But if you have hearing loss, and if you use those earplugs, come down and see Celestina.
Absolutely.
And you'll get a disability that instead of getting a one-time little payment, you could get a disability that, you know, will go the rest of your life.
Correct. Yes. And it's reoccurring every month. Tinnitus pays at 10%, $140 a month if you just have a 10% service connection. That's the highest you can get with it. And it's tinnitus, however you
pronounce it. Always comes out sounding like tendonitis, and that's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So we encourage people to go and find out if they have a loved one, or they're married to a loved one, or they really don't maybe know, well, yeah, I served, or he served, really what your benefits, and they come to you. They come tell us where your office is.
We're at 1855 Shasta Street.
And I think there's widows that maybe don't know about the fact that they have some benefits that maybe if their husband or they served.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Because there's a number of things. CalVet home loan.
Yes.
Has that gotten better?
It has. And actually.
Oh, let's just wait till we come back. Uh-huh. And also, when we come back, what you would do if you were king. Give us the top two.
Queen.
If you were the queen, you're right. If you were the queen. 8:46 in the morning, my friends, and we're going to take a quick break here. It's 70 degrees going up to 82 today. Weather reports brought to you by a better-known business, our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:50 in the morning here on the 26th of June. Good morning, everybody. Do we have an update on that crash, that rollover?
Is on the rollover wreck? No, the traffic collision has not been cleared away. It's still located at State Route 44 and Durst Road. It was a rollover wreck. The roadway is blocked at this time. It has not been cleared by the California Highway Patrol.
44 and Durst. Wow.
And a traffic hazard also reported this morning. This is on South Market Street at 6076 South Market Street. So just be careful if you happen to be in that vicinity. We also have quite a bit of road construction. Pretty much any direction you are heading, 44, Interstate 5, north or south, also 299 west towards the coast, Highway 36, there is just construction. Lots of folks heading out and about, heading out for their summer vacation. So just be aware of that.
As Chesty Puller said in the battle in Korea in the Chosin Reservoir, and they said, sir, they have us surrounded. Great. We can attack in any direction.
Well,
so anyway, hey, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I asked her, if you were queen for the day, what would you do for veterans?
Oh my goodness, there's so much I would want to do. I would do a lot.
What's the first big thing you would do?
Gotta think about it. One liner.
I know. Okay, so I would improve their VA health care. Okay. I would absolutely. Make sure there's at least many, many doctors. Let's say there's 9 now. I think we should double it and make it 18. Each doctor has so many thousands and thousands of clients that or patients, they can't really keep up with that and all the prescriptions and stuff.
Yeah,
I would absolutely double the doctors, and I would make sure that they were seen right away, just like equal to the civilian world.
How about equal to the senators and the congressmen?
Yes.
How about that? How about if we had the senators and the congressmen go through the VA?
Yeah.
This is, okay, you want to be seen, your kid wants to be seen, even your kids. But if you want to be seen, you have to go through the VA.
Yes.
And then see how they like it and see that they get their... But you're right, we need, and the one thing that happens, though, is you have to raise the pay.
In some cases,
but they don't have to pay any expenses. Essentially,
right.
They have no expenses.
No
doctors don't. They don't work on the weekends.
Nope.
They don't have emergency calls at night.
No after hours.
No after hours, unless they choose to do that. And
right.
I've had my doctors call me in the evening before, because I had a question about something. It's a few years ago. Anyway, okay. Moving on from there. You have something here about the CalVet home loan, but I agree with you 100%. If we just bumped up the number of doctors so people could get in there and we had the specialties available at our clinic where we don't have to go down to Mather, because now we're talking about having to go down to Mather again because we don't have the patients or the Veterans Choice program.
Correct. And, you know, there's so many deaths. Vietnam veterans are dying. People are dying of cancer, and it's hard to get in. And even cancer patients aren't being seen like on they should be regularly, every 2 weeks or every week or every 3 months. I don't know, but I think that more than every 6 months should be.
Yeah. Well, and heart. People with heart problems.
Heart problems.
The, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, saw one that the VA was trying to help, but, you know, they canceled them out of San Francisco and then these things. And we need to set up something where people can be seen by a specialist here for veterans instead of having to drive 3 hours. Nobody would drive 3 hours to see a specialist.
I agree.
And then stay down there for 20 minutes and have to drive 3 hours back. I mean, especially if you're in pain. That's just crap. So that's why the Veterans Choice was such a good program. And are you saying that that's gone?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, you know, I think we need to talk to Congressman LaMalfa and ask him about. He needs to roll in on this one. Okay, the VA home loans.
Yes. So I went to a conference, as I'd mentioned before earlier, and CalVet has a new first responder savings for. It's called the Star Loan program. And if you go on CalVet website, you can actually read about it, but it saves $500 in reduced lender fees for qualified teachers and first responders. They have gift funds that can be used 100% of the home purchase down payment. You take advantage of the lender's paid mortgage insurance and reduces your monthly mortgage expenses immensely.
Okay, this is if you're a first responder and a veteran.
Yes. First responder or teacher. And I'm saying that because we have the fires. Oh, yes, absolutely.
You have to be a veteran, but be a teacher or a first responder, but have been a veteran.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Yes, it's for veterans.
Okay.
Yes, and so they have a brand new program for that, and I'm thinking the Paradise Fire and the Car Fire, and there's so many people and so many losses that it would be important to mention that they have a special loan for that. Also, the CalVet is actually located in Sacramento, and their office actually closed here in the late 90s, 96, 97, and they moved their office to Sacramento. And a lot of people in this area, they don't think about using CalVet. CalVet actually doesn't go off of your credit report. They don't use it. They use other means, and they have their own bank, and there's so many pluses to use CalVet that I wasn't aware of until last week. And so I just wanted to mention that. And the phone number is 916-932-7160, or you can go on their website, CalVet website.
Okay. Now, you come on once a month to our morning show.
I do.
And in a month's time, it's amazing what you told us, three to four new developments.
Yes.
And so that's why we think it's important, because we do know what is the number? Because we have an increasing number. Actually, people are also moving. So what would you say the number would be of veterans in Shasta County at this point?
16,753.
Okay. So at one time we thought it was around 19.
Yes.
Was it?
Has it been dying off or what?
No, well, death and moving out of California. I hate to mention that.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
It's legit.
I mean, in the last 2 years, we probably know 10 people. Now, were they veterans? I'm not really sure. Collectively, I can't think of. Maybe there's a handful in the 10 that have moved.
Yes.
They've relocated.
Yes.
Boom.
Out. Nevada. Oregon.
And Idaho.
Yes, Colorado. I mean, you know, they're just moving, and we're transferring cases, you know, and they're coming in and they're wanting their cases moved. So we're seeing an influx of people moving out of California. Also of our older veterans here are passing away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So
16,500-ish. You said 752 or something like that. But, you know, so I always like that number because, like, for instance, when we had our, you know, Tom running for his position, people don't realize that we have a very large veteran community here.
Very.
And you're handling a lot with your very small staff at your office.
Yes.
And also, we just talked about the VA and what the VA with nine doctors handling 15,000.
Right.
What's up with that? That's what President Trump needs to hear.
Well, it's not the full 15,000 are going down to the VA, though, right? Or are they?
No,
their patient load is huge.
It's huge.
Well, when you have, I said Shasta County.
Yeah.
So where?
Well, we may have 17,000 veterans, but not all of them are going through the VA clinic here, but they should all go through your office.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing is, and how many people do you have that you are helping?
Myself on my caseload
just the whole
total.
Yeah.
There's between 9,000 and 10,000 on our caseload right now, and I have Troy Payne as a VSR and Renee on the floor. I have two of them plus I see my own. But that's all we have. And
okay, we got to run.
Thank you so
head on
much.
Down, head on down to Tehama Street down to
1855 Shasta Street.
I'm sorry, Shasta Street. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
Celestina Traver. We'll be back tomorrow.
KCNR 96.5.